What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Is Dr. Kevin Haggis, the Chief Scientific Officer at Dana-Farber, joining us here on day two. Dr. Haggis, thanks for sitting with us here for a little bit.
Thanks for having me. This is a highlight of my year every year.
Well, yeah, you said you're a veteran, right? You've done NESN, you've done WEEI, so you're a pro when it comes to this. What can you tell us about what the Chief Scientific Officer's day-to-day responsibilities are at Dana-Farber?
It's a very broad job. I do manage day-to-day operations of research, like which space our researchers get to use, grants and contracts, things like that. We also oversee things like strategic planning, where are we going to invest our research dollars every year, what's the next best thing in cancer research. And we do this really as a team of people who are in the leadership at Dana-Farber.
What can you tell us about the importance of the clinical trials? I feel like most of the guest patients that we've had on are all in some sort of clinical trial and something that they couldn't have received even just a couple of years ago.
That's right. clinical trials are important for a couple different reasons. One, you want to establish the safety of a new investigational drug. And so, for example, many of those new drugs will be tested in what we call preclinical models. These are typically animals. But we're still never sure about what the safety will be in a person. You don't want to give someone a medicine that's going to cure their cancer but make them much sicker, for example. And so clinical trials are very important for that. And then, as you mentioned, it's those patients that have moved beyond all of the available therapies. What can we give them in an experimental sense that may have a big impact on their lives? These things have to be tested in patients before we roll them out to the broader community.
And that's where a lot of this money can go. Again, over $3.5 million. Please donate toll free 877-738-1234 or text K Cancer to 56512 to give any amount. You mentioned a part of your day-to-day responsibility is figuring out where to invest in cancer research and what are the most promising ways to do that. How do you make that decision, and what are the most promising things to invest in these days?
Well, we make that decision largely by looking at the overall environment of cancer research. So, for example, what's hot right now? KRAS inhibitors. KRAS is one of the most commonly mutated cancer genes. We've known about it for 50 years. We've never had a drug to treat a cancer that has a mutation in that gene until the last 5 years. So that is hot right now because we have a tsunami of genes of new drugs coming into the clinic. Dana-Farber has started the first in the world clinic devoted entirely to evaluating the activity of KRAS inhibitors. And that's both in a clinical setting, so phase one clinical trials, and also in a research setting as well. So in my opinion, KRAS inhibitors are the most exciting thing in the clinic right now.
Are you concerned at all with some of the federal funding issues, if that could get in the way of some of this research?
Absolutely. The biggest thing with what's going on in federal funding right now is the uncertainty. We have a lot of executive orders coming out that somehow impinge upon our ability to fund research, either whether it's we can't get grants or the grants are coming in at lower amounts. And that is, causes a lot of uncertainty for us. And so things like monies that come in through the Jimmy Fund Telethon make a huge impact in times when federal funding is at an uncertain rate.
Well, and look, I mean, hopefully this can make up a portion of that. I know it probably can't make up all of that, but hopefully this can make up a portion of that PEMBAS challenge as well, things of that nature. So again, you can donate toll-free, 877-738-1234, or visit jimmyfund.org. Research, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. What are some of the complications in what has it take as long as it does?
Yeah, well, research, if you'll allow me to use a sports analogy, look at who's leading the league in hitting right now. The person is hitting 333, one-third. So a two-thirds failure rate. Research is not much different than that. We fail a lot of the time. The difference is that instead of our failure taking 1 second, it might take 1 year. And after that, we're starting over from scratch. And so research is an iterative process that takes time. There's a lot of failure before you get to a success. And that's why research seems like it takes a really long time to get to an endpoint. As I said, we've known about KRAS as a cancer gene for 50 years, and it wasn't until 5 years ago that we started to see new drugs coming into the clinic. That's a very long time in anybody's standard, four decades or more. And so that's what all research is like. And so that's why, because of the rate at which we fail relative to the rate that we succeed, research is very expensive as well. And so in uncertain times of federal funding, philanthropic funds like those that come in through the telephone make a really big impact on us.
Well, you mentioned like the two-thirds failure. So how rewarding is it when you are there and you do see the breakthroughs and all the advancements over the years?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anyone who plays golf knows.
Yeah, right. Probably get that good shot down the middle.
Yep. And as a researcher, that one aha moment keeps you coming back. After all those times that you have done an experiment and it didn't give you the result that you expected, or you didn't make a breakthrough, you get that one, and then you're ready for the next year. That's how it works.
Now, you've been at Dana-Farber since 2020. You were at Beth Israel prior to that. What sort of advancements have you just seen, even just being at Dana-Farber in the last 5 years in the field?
Well, I think the things that have come along really quickly are related to immune therapy. Things like cancer vaccines have come along really fast. Things like cell-based therapies, so these are CAR-T therapies that are used to cure kids with certain forms of child leukemia. So I would say that immunotherapy is the thing that has really progressed very quickly in my time at Dana-Farber. And I think that there'll be lots of new things coming out in the next 5 years as well. It's a really exciting time to be a cancer researcher.
Yeah, and I guess just to put sort of an exclamation point on the end of this, you see 3.5 million and more coming in, still have the rest of the day, still have a Red Sox game tonight. How important and where is this money going for people that are picking up the phone right now?
Well, as you mentioned before, I think supporting early stage clinical trials is a really great way for this money to impact patients directly. I think that going into strategic initiatives in terms of research that might be more immunotherapy, it might be KRAS inhibitors, it might be something else. Early stage research is where Dana-Farber excels. We are great at clinical trials. We are outstanding at early stage research. And so a lot of this money would go to support those early stage studies that are, again, in an uncertain funding climate. We need that extra money to get those studies going.
Well, Dr. Haggis, we appreciate you stopping by yet again on the telethon. Thanks for all that you do.
Thanks very much.
And helping with that number over there, because it's instrumental.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.